I'm inviting us all to now close our eyes and as you begin to breathe and connect with your body and feel your body on the earth, I want you to take this in, which came in to Maura and me through our medicine session just before we started this class a few weeks ago. When the Fae connect with us and when we connect with them, they give energy and get energy, and we give energy and we get energy. The connection creates free energy. It defies the law of physics. The two worlds feed each other energy without either of them becoming depleted. So it's not a give, take, you give, I deplete, therefore I need something back. No, the reciprocity is just a form of expressing love, and it amplifies the energy of both parties. That's what the fairies are all about. So I'm inviting you now to feel your body and feel your fairy wings sprouting and growing. And see now the fairy ring up ahead, where there's a space between two of the trees, and your fairy ally is there waiting for you at that space. And now you can fly to that space and through that space and take the hand of your fairy ally, and you're in the fairy circle now, where you see that vesica piscis. One circle represents our world, one circle represents the fae world, and the two are crossing and overlapping, and they're creating the almond of commonality now. That almond is really growing quite large now. And you and your fairy ally, and if you'd like to call your dragon with you as well, are there. You are now feeling your kinship with all approximately 56 or 57 people in this class. They are there with you. No matter when you're listening to this, with your allies, their allies, there is now a very large group of 56 or 57 times three with all of the beings. And we feel ourselves linking hearts and hands. And we are inviting any other humans and their allies who wish to come be with us. And this almond shape is growing very large indeed until it's larger than the eye can see. And the humans are gathering all around us and their allies. And we are now formally calling upon the queen and king of the Fae, of each of the Fae nations, to come forward and be with us. And we are inviting all of their people to come, all of the Fae, all of the races, the fairies, the elves, the unicorns, the dragons, the merpeople, the banshees, the gnomes, the dwarves, the sylphs, the undines, the earth, air, fire, water elementals, the pixies, the brownies, the troopers, the individual ones, even the ones that for humans may be challenging. We honor all here. We honor everyone. We just ask that everyone abide by the laws of decency and honor. And we see that they are assembling beyond where the eye can see, beyond the horizon. We are seeing and feeling and sensing the humans and our fey allies coming together for a great meeting, a great festival, a great game. And now let's just feel ourselves welcoming them, greeting them, honoring them, and feeling them doing the same with us, welcoming us, greeting us, honoring us, being delighted that we who have assembled are the ones who are showing up, and they who have assembled are the ones who are showing up. And let us just synchronize our heartbeat with this great gathering. And feeling the connection with the sunlight and with the trees and with the plants and with the creatures. And we are feeling the magic of that domain calling upon to help us in this imagining any moments recently or in childhood where suddenly a shaft of light appeared, or we saw a vista in the distance, or it was just a moment of extraordinary something out in nature, and what had happened? Where had we entered? And we are now feeling this times 10, the magic, the majesty, the mystery, the rainbow iridescence. We are feeling the refreshment come to us of this domain, and they are feeling our earnestness, our hearts, as a great elixir for them. We're feeling ourselves feeding one another, and that feeding becomes an amplification of energies of well-being that are spilling forth now and spilling out now into both of our domains, our third and fourth dimension, and their fifth and sixth dimension. This is amplifying this energy. It's frothing like a great sea foam. And now feel yourself mingling in and among the fae as though you are at a great fair where there is food and rides and jewelry and crafts, and we see the fae doing all sorts of tricks that humans can't do, jumping in the air and doing flips and leaving the ground, and they are watching us with our love, our eagerness, and they are so touched by that. They are seeing our whimsy and our humor, and we are seeing theirs, and we are just yucking it up. And now we're seeing that there are booths and taverns where you can go in and just have jokes, just joke around, and you can drink the elixir of spirit, and it's pure. And what it does is it connects us with the upper realms, the realms of levity and peace and laughter. And we're dancing and we're singing together. We're cavorting. See yourself in circle dances and hooking arms in square dances and dances of all different kinds of fractal types. They're saying, why restrict yourself to square when you can have spirals? We let ourselves dance. We sing. we sing, and we all have beautiful voices that come out of us, and they are delighted, they are charmed. They say, oh, my goodness, you humans sing so beautifully. You should be singing all the time. And we hear their unearthly singing. Their singing that brings us deeper and deeper into this magical, mystical realm of possibility and love and happiness and well-being. And we see and we honor the trickster beings, and we see and honor those who even have gone over to, say, the negative side. We honor them. That is their choice. We honor them. Everyone is welcome at the fair. And watch out for your pocket. Make sure your wallet doesn't get picked out of it by any of these tricksters. We are walking. We are enjoying. We are seeing them shapeshift human beings that are pompous into pigs and all sorts of things. We are seeing big parades with the floats of our commander-in-chief in the United States, who's being mocked in a very good-natured way because he's perfected the art of being an extreme, and they are in admiration for that. And we are seeing the long lines of crowds lining up and laughing and laughing and laughing at this individual who's playing his role so well, and we're sending him blessings of well-being for his growth. And you are now going to spend a little time just having fun in your own way with these people before we have the grand rite together. So just allow yourself to play on your own now. See how fantastical and wild and infinite it is. Booths where they show you how to shapeshift into a fairy. Booths where they show you how to shapeshift into a butterfly. Booths where they allow you to receive more fairy juju from them. Booths where they show you secrets of plants that you can take back into your third dimension. These and many other things. Booths where you can simply be kissing or engaging in sensual relations in a pure way. And perhaps they are coming to your booths. What are you there to offer, to teach? And they come with eyes of wonder and appreciation. Oh! Look at how she's growing her roses. Look at how she knows how to give tears of gratitude. Look at how he knows how to dance a jig. All right, and now the call is being sounded with a great Dr. Seuss trumpet. The call is being sounded, and there's a great large field where we are all coming together. And there is a circular altar in the center. And the king and queen of all king and queen fairies are there in the center. And the king and queen of all king and queen humans are there in the center. And they are inviting us now to create manifestation bubbles of visions, visions for things we would like to see. See in a manifestation bubble visions where everyone in the world awakens to fairy reality and is delighted by this and suddenly begins to plant and appreciate the natural world in a whole new way. Visions of reality in which humans open their hearts and begin working in harmony together, in which we dance and sing more. Visions in which the humans and the fairies have commerce between our worlds more and more often. Visions of people undergoing deep healings, whatever visions, miracle visions they are now. See yourself filling many, many bubbles with great visions. And at the appointed time, we will send them off into the ethers. But now just let yourself conjure as many miracle bubble visions as you can. Wonderful. And now you're going to create a miracle bubble for the great to be, the great yet to be, where you're going to be able to use this as a portal to pass through yet more miracle bubbles as they occur to you in the coming hours, days, and weeks. You can send out more and more of these through your bubble of to be. And now we see all of the millions and trillions and quintillions and septillions of miracle bubbles. They are assembling above us. And now the great king and queen of the humans and the king and queen of the fairies sound out the great trumpet cry. And we see all the miracle bubbles going out into realities, creating new realities. And if you would like to join, you can make this trumpet sound yourself. These miracle bubbles creating manifest new realities through grace, ease, and joy of the fairies. And we all see ourselves coming together in one enormous, humongous, gargantuan circle, connecting our hands together and feeling our hearts threaded together, all the humans, all the fairies. And we begin to sing. Nanu Tore, Nanu Tore, da 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 da. Nanu Tore, Nanu Tore, da 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 da. And we feel ourselves swaying, 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 swaying. And we feel our heartbeats synchronizing. Synchronizing, synchronizing, synchronizing. And we feel our heartbeats synchronizing with Mother Earth. And synchronizing with Mother, Father, Cosmos. And we look around. We look around at the multitude and we meet eye contact with as many as we can. And we all gather back now into the vesica piscis that is getting smaller and smaller, but still containing us all. And we now say thank you to one another. Thank you. Thank you for being here. We feel the thanks toward us. Come again. Come again. Join us again in this great fair, this great conjuring, and use your bubble of to be often. We all bow. We bow to one another. We say goodbye, and we see the two circles coming apart. You're in the fairy ring. You're with your allies. You're saying, thank you. Thank you. Go if you must. Stay if you will. You feel your fairy wings fluttering, fluttering, fluttering. And you see yourself saying one last goodbye to your allies. And now you move through the portal between the trees and you find yourself sitting exactly where you are. Ah, ah. And I'm going to give you a few minutes to take your notebooks and pens and write down whatever you'd like to remember of that. Write down your visions, for in this dimension, the writing down helps with the manifestation. Write down your visions. Write down as much as you would like to remember.